A new poll by WBUR shows strong statewide opposition to bringing the Olympics to Boston. It's the lowest level of Olympic support in any statewide poll so far. But as WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports, the poll finds that support rises if the games are spread out.
It's the first statewide poll that WBUR has conducted on the Olympics. 49% of registered Massachusetts voters surveyed opposed the notion of hosting the games in the Boston region, with 39% in favor. That's not good news for Boston 2024, the group behind the bid.
To see support 10 points behind opposition, just it isn't a number that I would imagine they're going to be excited about.
That's pollster Steve Cazella with Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducted the survey for WBUR. It has a margin of error of 4.4%. But if you frame the Olympics question differently, supporters outnumber opponents.
Interestingly, we saw support increase substantially when you talked about the idea of having a more statewide Olympics. That proposal saw 51% support and 37% opposition.
Support essentially flips under the scenario of venues spread across Massachusetts. Poll respondent Renee Roy, a 74-year-old teacher at Central Catholic High School in Lawrence, believes areas of the state outside Boston could use a lift.
It would spread the wealth to a lot of these areas in Massachusetts who would truly benefit from a little boost in tourist participation.
Boston 2024 is revising its bid. The group is coming out with a new plan by the end of the month. Last week, it previewed one change to host Olympic sailing events on Buzzards Bay off of New Bedford. The original venue had been Boston Harbor. Pollster Steve Cazella says it may not be a coincidence that the part of the state with the highest support for hosting the Olympics with a broader footprint is southeastern Massachusetts.
There, support goes up to 66% and opposition goes down to 25% when you talk about the idea of a more statewide games.
The WBUR poll suggests Boston 2024 would win more public support by spreading out Olympics events. The organizing group has agreed to a statewide referendum on hosting the games. But Cazella says those higher support levels statewide for more statewide games still fall short of a mandate.
It's still not the kind of number that you'd want to see to really feel good about it.
The United States Olympic Committee faces a September deadline to submit a U.S. bid to the International Olympic Committee.
What matters most is how does our support look compared to other cities internationally? And there, 51% really is not a very good number.
The WBUR poll also shows that opponents, when asked to describe the proposal, call it a bad idea and talk about financial concerns. Poll respondent Erica Castro, a 46-year-old tax attorney from Beverly, is a good example.
I'm very grateful that I don't think we're going to win the bid. So I think this will end up being moot. I think it's a bad idea, in short.
Supporters, on the other hand, when asked to describe the Olympics proposal, talk about excitement for the idea and economic benefits. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.